Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be going over this weekend's games. We'll go over the John Harbaugh. All right. Oof. And
Jim's already on a team.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I want to say it was quick, but it was pretty quick, I think.
It was quick.
Yeah, and then we'll...
I like it.
Yeah. We'll also talk about something that Bet MGM put out, right? Azam? Yes.
Yeah. On who they say the best head coaches are right now in each division.
Yeah. To get started, though, let's start off with John Harbaugh news. He is signed with the Giants. I don't think any of the money has come out, has it?
Not that I've seen, but I haven't gone looking either.
Yeah. But it's probably a decent amount, if I were to guess.
I would imagine. You want me to try and find it if I can find it?
Yeah, if you can. But, I mean, this is huge for Giants. Hopefully he can fix.
So.
Yeah, he should be able to fix their defense. At least, yeah, make it a little, at least a little bit better. Just get some more talent in this draft. And, I mean, they could definitely be, I mean, they could turn it around like the Bears did, I think. Maybe not as good, but I think they could be pretty close.
Depending on what they do in the draft, I think this can be a very dangerous team next year.
Yeah.
And draft or free agency. Mm-hmm. They need to improve that secondary in the worst freaking way.
Yeah.
But they also could use another pass catcher, I think, a third big-time guy. Because Darius Slayton is not it.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked if they I wonder who they take as their offensive coordinator, though. I think that's definitely going
to
be very important.
Both the coordinators. I don't know that I would like Todd Monken there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he was terrible. And it sounds like part of the problem was Lamar was just being a jerk.
Yeah.
To be honest. So, I don't know. It worked well early.
Yeah.
I'm not finding anything about terms, buddy. But nears $100 million. I apologize. 5-year deal expected to come with a total value that nears $100 million.
Man.
So it's almost $20 million a year.
Crazy. And that's still less than what the Raiders are paying zero head coaches. But yeah, I mean, this is huge for the Giants. Congratulations to any fans of them. He could definitely turn around the defense.
I'm wearing a Giants jersey, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah. That'd be disappointing if you were.
Fushi is, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I haven't heard what he thought about it. I mean, I think he wanted him, so I'm guessing he's happy.
He'd be crazy not to.
Yeah.
Every team with an opening should have, including Baltimore.
I wonder where Stefanski goes, though.
Did you hear that guy's, the owner, did you hear what he said about when they said, how are you going to replace John Harbaugh, blah, 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 blah? He said, what are you talking about? Where was John Harbaugh 18 years ago? And they said, what do you mean? And he said, something to the effect of, I found. Basically, he was taking credit for creating John Harbaugh.
The Ravens owner?
And I get it. Like, he should take credit for identifying somebody who ended up being a great head coach. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But to basically say, I mean, but how often does that happen? Like, this dude seems pretty confident that he's going to do it again.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe they go for Stefanski. I think that could be good for them.
Stefanski would be a great fit there.
But we'll see how that goes. Gonna be crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Predictions. First game of the week. Bills Broncos.
4:30. Saturday.
Yeah. I think this is gonna be pretty low scoring. You? No? I guess we'll see. I don't know. I just don't think there'll be much scoring this week. Or for them. I should say. The Broncos defense, I know they let up those big plays. It's just
James Cook is known for big plays.
Yeah, but are they going to let up multiple like that?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
I think it's just going to be hard for them with their receivers. Just, I mean, Brandon Cooks is playing well. Shakir is doing what he can. He's going to be up with...
Shakir, I don't think will be much of a factor in this game.
No. I think it's mostly going to be Brandon Cooks and Kincaid if he can get open.
Kincaid's going to have to be a step up. Kincaid and or Knox is going to have to step up in this game.
Yeah. But I don't expect much from Denver's offense. They just don't click a lot.
I think that they'll run the ball a lot and they'll be effective because Buffalo sucks against the run.
Yeah.
And so that'll keep them possible. In the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Buffalo, I expect Bo Nix to turn the ball over at least twice.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening. And
Denver's favorites, and I get why, but I think Buffalo wins this game.
Me too. I'm going to go Buffalo, mostly because of Denver's inconsistencies on offense.
They're only 1.5-point favorites as the number one seed.
Which is crazy, because the Bills are like 6 or 7, right?
They're 6.
6, yeah. I mean,
and they're on the road. Like
we've seen crazy things.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it could very well be a great game.
I think it'll be a very good game. I think it'll be better than the next one.
Really? I think. No. Yeah, I was about to say. But yeah, I think this game could definitely be boom or bust.
Which game?
You? Bills. Broncos.
What do you mean boom or bust?
Like I can see both offenses playing horrible and I can see both offenses just killing the other's defense.
I think both defenses play like crap, but one of them comes up big at the end and I think it's Buffalo's.
Yeah. Definitely possible. But we'll see. I mean, yeah.
Kind of like they did against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
With that pick.
That was
at the
a
end.
Surprise. Yeah, I was really surprised with that one. Yeah. Niners, Seahawks. I don't know. I feel like the Niners are going to want revenge.
I don't disagree. I'm not sure that they're good enough to do it, though.
We've seen crazy things happen with the Niners.
100%. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they win this game. I do like them at +7.
Yeah. Like, after the last game they played, Seahawks, I doubt that defense plays as well as they did that last time.
So there was only 16 points scored in that game.
Both defenses played great. That's possible. I'm hoping not.
Do we like the under 44.5 then? I mean, I'm torn.
Yeah, it's like one of those games where there's either going to be a ton of points scored or there's going to be barely anything.
Yeah, agreed.
Kind of like the Broncos-Bills game. It can do that too. For that. We can have two very low scoring games this first day. I'm hoping not, because if teams are scoring, I mean, I think it makes the games more fun.
I love great defensive games too, but
yeah. But if it's like meh on both sides, it sucks. Sunday. Well, I didn't make my pick, did I? I'm going Niners. I went with them last week when they were not favorites. Paid off real well. Very well.
Yes, it did for you.
Thanks
for telling me.
Yeah. I'm doing it again.
Man. Well, at least you told me this time.
I'm a Brock Purdy believer. I did.
You did not tell me before.
I made that pick last podcast.
Yeah. I meant your bet.
Oh, yeah. I put a lot of money on that one.
Yeah, you did. I was impressed.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest bet I made. but, yeah, I mean, Brock Purdy's a man.
You're not wrong. Last week.
Every week. Brock Purdy, top 15 quarterback in the league easily.
Listen, Drake May's the man.
Drake ain't got nothing on Brock. Yo.
Come at me with real stuff now.
Brock Purdy made the Super Bowl his rookie year.
Drake May hadn't had a chance to do it yet.
He's had a season.
He wasn't in the playoffs.
That's his problem.
You're right.
yeah. Sunday, the 3:00 game on Sunday. Patriots-Texans. This is going to be I think this is going to be a huge test for Drake.
Absolutely.
Huge. I can see this being a very low scoring game. What's the over under?
40.5.
I can see it being under.
Lowest point total of the week. Yeah. The weekend.
I could definitely see this being an under game.
Man, maybe it's a trap, but I like the over.
Really?
I think that New England scores quite a bit on them. And I think that Houston scores enough to keep it relevant against New England, too. I think this could go over 50.
That's crazy. I mean, it's definitely possible. Houston has definitely let up those big games. I don't know.
I think Drake picks them apart.
It's possible. I think
he stays away from Stingley and consequently
so Diggs
probably
isn't going to have a great game. Yeah,
but I think there's enough solid receivers on that team to go elsewhere.
I can definitely see Booty having a great
Henry's
game.
Hunter Henry's a stud.
Hunter Henry's probably going to get a decent game. I can see them running the ball because, I mean, Texans have shown that if you can even it out between pass and rush, I mean, they can give up a decent amount of rushing yards.
And they can even it out because those two running backs are on fire right now.
Yeah. This could be a very good game. Like, this is just like the other two. Could be very high scoring, could be very low scoring.
For sure, buddy.
Yeah. But this next game, this is probably going to be a high scoring game. Bears-Rams.
It's the highest point total of the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a high-scoring game. I don't think it matters.
This is the last one for a reason, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely nervous. I've been looking at tickets to go to this game. It's a lot. I mean, you'd expect it. Chicago, playoffs, we don't see that often, especially second round. But, I mean, this would be a really good, cool game to go to.
You just said we don't see that often. Is that right?
Yes.
But you don't understand why there's so much hate on the Bears?
Yes. But I mean, I don't see Detroit getting as much hate, and they went at least 20 years without seeing the playoffs.
Well, you don't see Detroit run their mouths either.
Yeah, you do.
Now you do, but not before.
Yeah, because they were miserable, and there was not many of them. I think their fan base doubled in size. You can't
Everybody
tell me
too
I'm wrong.
Ashamed.
Yeah.
Everybody was too ashamed to say.
A lot of them were probably asked if they like football, and you're like, oh, no, I don't really watch it.
I get what you're saying. I don't think you're comparing apples to apples, though.
I think I do. I feel like Bears fans have a lot of pride in the team, even when they do suck.
And that's what I mean. I don't think you're comparing apples to apples. That's why Lion fans weren't catching all the hate.
Well, now they should.
Because they weren't running their mouths. They just sat there and whatever.
Bears fans are always
running their mouths.
I know. We're on fire with it. We're really good at it.
I mean, you when they suck.
I know. I'll run my mouth.
That's why they get hate and the Lions don't.
We mostly only run our mouths to the Packers, though.
Doesn't matter. You still do it. And everybody hears it.
I don't even know who the rivals of the Lions are. Is it Minnesota?
I mean, it's all three teams, I think. But, I don't think that Minnesota and or the Lions have such direct hate to any other team like the Bears and Packers have.
Yeah. I think that's the difference.
I'm not a fan of either, so I don't know that I can guarantee that. But that's part of that's because they just haven't had as much history, good history at least.
Yeah. I don't know.
Of course, the Bears really haven't had that much either.
85. At least we got 85. I mean, I don't know what the
And
Lions
neither
have.
The other two have ever won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And we have George Halas. I mean, he's huge for football.
Packers have won 4.
Yeah. I mean, both teams were really dominant before the Super Bowl era.
Correct. And the words you used was what spot on. They were dominant. The other two were not.
No.
Minnesota wasn't even around.
I don't know. Were the Lions?
Yes.
Huh. But, yeah, just, I don't know. But
that's part of that is that the Bears and Packers have, they were originated.
Yeah,
as part of that.
Two original teams.
Yes.
Yeah.
And being so close in proximity, and they were kind of away from the rest of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So many of the other leagues or other teams in the league and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that just intensified that rivalry early on. And that stuff gets passed on to generations.
Yeah. But
man, it is a hatred. Gosh.
Yeah. This war, they deserve it.
Well, okay.
Yeah, they deserve it. Rodgers and Favre just ruined everything.
Yeah,
they're
they
not
did
fun.
For you guys. So there's a guy that I listen to. He's on a Cubs podcast that's also a huge Bears fan. And he said he thought that that win the other last weekend was a rivalry-changing win.
I kind of agree with it.
I mean, I get why people want to believe that. I'm just not convinced it's the case yet. We'll find out. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I think both sides are super excited about it, that it's fine. Oh, like, absolutely. It's fun again.
It's all the better for the rivalry when both teams are good.
Yeah. But back to the game. I kind of got sidetracked on that.
Yeah, we did.
I think the Bears win. You? Rams don't play great. It's below freezing.
I think that it is really close. I like the Bears at +4. I just think that they lose in the end. For you, I want to be wrong. You asked me what I thought.
I don't want to know what you think anymore.
You can't be mad at me for my opinion.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, my goodness. It's like dealing with a girl. Just kidding.
But, I mean, I think the Bears put up a lot of points on this Rams offense. They just let up 31 to the Carolina Panthers in decently warm weather. I mean, this Rams team just does not play well in cold weather.
I mean, what are we basing that on?
I mean, we can go back to the Philly game. We saw what happened after, like, the snow. They got killed by that snow. That snow. Okay. I mean, Philly knows how to play in cold weather. Bears know how to play in cold weather. The Rams just don't play well. And I think there's actually evidence that backs that up. I think since being on the Rams, I think the Rams are like 1-4 and below freezing.
When was the Philly game?
Last year? Last playoffs?
This is a different team that has Davante Adams, who could care less about the weather.
I think everybody else does, though.
Stafford is from he played in Detroit. I get that they had but he played in other NFC North venues that also, like, it's not like he's a stranger to the snow.
Let me try to find it. Bears-Rams playoff game is expected to be one of the coldest. The wind chills are expected to range from 0 to -10.
Yeah. It's going to be cold around here. For the record, we're like 2.5 hours south of Chicago. And it's going to be cold around here this weekend, like big time, for sure. I'm not saying they're not going to be affected, but when the temperatures get that damn cold, both teams are going to be affected. I don't care how used to it you are.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like 15, 20 degrees, and so that's going to affect one team or another.
When it's cold,
it's going to affect them.
I just found, this is interesting though, the Rams have not played a game in weather colder than 45 degrees this year. I think that's pretty interesting.
So I'm not saying it's not going to affect them.
Yeah.
I'm saying, why are we so sure that it is?
I'm trying to find something.
To use that as a base?
Yeah.
We can suspect, but you're saying that like they haven't played well at all. Like there's no way they're going to play well now because they've had like 3 or 4 games where they just sucked in it. They've never even done it. So how are we saying that?
Here's an interesting stat right here.
They also have two great running backs.
Yeah. This is based off all dome teams, though. Dome teams playing in outdoor stadium playoff games on the road in under 30-degree weather since 2003 are 2-11. I mean, that definitely leaves it open, right?
Not disputing that. What I'm disputing is what you said.
I just think it'll happen. The team hasn't changed that much since last season.
Saying it the way you did, I'm good with. Just now.
I don't think it's
saying
changed.
What you said before that, I'm not good with.
It's changed a little bit since last offseason, but I don't think it's enough for it to, like, I mean, they got Devontae.
I think Adams could make it. If those running backs can move the ball, Adams will matter big time.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'm hoping
if they can move the ball between the 20s, and Adams will matter dramatically.
And
30 yards and beyond.
I like the Bears receivers and Colt Loveland, though. I think they have huge games. And I think the Bears defense could capitalize off this.
I think because I think the Bears will run the ball well as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cold weather or not, I think that this game is higher scoring than people think it will be, even in cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 10 to 13 or something now.
Yeah. And that's not even counting in the wind. It's going to be cold.
Yes,
there's going to be a lot of miserable people in those stands.
Yeah.
They got to start pre-gaming before.
I mean, if we're going to Chicago, let's just go to CubsCon, buddy.
I don't know. I'd rather go to a playoff game. It was fun going to the Cubs one. I want to go to a Bears one.
That's fair. It's cold, though, man.
I think it'll be worth it.
It's cold.
I'll be miserable for a little bit, and then I'll be happy once the Bears start scoring in the fourth. I'm hoping it doesn't happen again, but I'm not holding my breath.
That's fair.
But yeah, I mean, hopefully they win. If not, I'm going to be real upset. Probably be really upset on the next episode.
I mean, I guarantee just be happy I will. They won.
I'm still going to be upset.
Not as upset as you would have been now if they had lost this past weekend.
Yeah, that would have been even worse. That, like, I don't think anybody understands how bad that would have been.
I was seeing if your aunt was in here. I was going to have her come over and say something.
Oh, but hey, I mean, they won last week. I think they can win this week. I think you can go all the way.
I just don't think they have.
You know what would be the most fun Super Bowl? Bears Patriots.
I disagree. Bears Bills.
Bears Patriots.
That would be more fun to me.
It'll be a replay of that 85-86 one, 40 years.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a full replay. I think the Patriots would.
I don't think so.
Would play a lot better this time.
Maybe, but I think the Bears still take it.
Maybe. I'm just saying, they kicked their ass.
Oh, I know. I saw the score.
That wasn't even close.
No. And that didn't even include Walter Payton doing much, which is insane. That was a long time ago.
I'm aware.
That was a long time ago.
It's 40 years ago.
I know. And the fact that you're 6 then is crazy.
I'm old.
Really old.
This guy.
But yeah, that BetMGM top coaches.
Best head coaches in each division. MGM puts us out, I think, earlier today. NFC East is Mike Vrabel. What do you think about that?
I mean, I agree with that one.
Yeah, me too.
NFC East is John Harbaugh. Is he right off the bat the best coach in that division? Over Sirianni?
I think over Sirianni.
I mean, the others, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say he is.
NFC North is Ben Johnson. Is he better than his?
I don't agree with that. I think it's Matt LaFleur. I'm just kidding.
Is he better than Dan Campbell?
I think so.
Why?
Dan Campbell's team is, I would say, more talented. Would you agree there?
No, I'm not sure I agree with that. Maybe. Like, I could see that going both ways.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jameer and Amon-Ra give them, like, a step up.
Yeah.
And Hutchinson, I'm taking Detroit on more talented,
I'd say. I'll take the Bears. Okay, let's go through this. Quarterback, I think I love Jared Goff, but I'd go with Caleb.
I'm going Caleb.
Running backs?
Jameer.
Yeah, I'd go with Jameer. Ultimately.
And David, honestly.
Yeah, I think I do like David a little better than Swift or Monongai, too, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
The receivers, I'd go with the Bears. With the
overall, the but crew. I think if you compare the ones, I think Amon-Ra is better than all of them.
Amon-Ra is far and away better than any receiver for the Bears, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But as a collective unit, I like the Bears more.
Yeah. Bears tight ends are definitely better.
100%. And Laporta's good. Like, he's really good. But Colson Loveland by himself does this, let alone adding in Cole Kmet.
Yeah.
The offensive line, Lions all day.
Yeah.
The defensive line, I'd go with the Lions.
I think, well, with that offensive line, I think it just depends for positions. I really like Darnell Wright and Thuney, but Sewell, I think, really boosts up Detroit.
We're talking about units.
Yeah. I think that's a lot closer, though.
I don't.
Hmm.
Not when they're both fully healthy.
Maybe.
And I'm not trying to – I know I've knocked on the Bears' offensive line. I'm not trying to knock it right now. I just – the Lions have one of the best – like, I could only think of one or two units in the league that I would pick over the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Defensive line, I'd go with the Lions because of Hutch.
Yeah.
Linebackers, I'd go with the Bears.
Yeah. They just can't – those guys cannot stay healthy, though. I mean, it hurts.
But I'm playing as healthy units. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page with that.
Yeah.
And then secondary, I would go slight edge to the Bears.
I mean, I think Jalen and Kyler, I mean, I think they make it a lot easier.
I agree. I think that the Lions have some really good young pieces. I just don't think they're quite to the same talent. Mm-hmm. Brian Branch, though, is... they're so underrated.
Even Kevin Baird, too.
But see, and I think Baird versus Branch is pretty. Branch a little bit higher, but
I think that at every other position in the secondary, the Bears have the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the Bears have a little more talent.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But I don't think that you can go wrong. Like, I think O'Connell is the best head coach in the NFC North.
Yeah.
But I have no problem with anybody picking any of the four, to be honest. I think LaFleur is the worst, but I don't think like that. The gap between those four is really small.
Yeah.
From one to four is very, very small. And probably mm-hmm. the smallest gap of any division.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think this is the best collection of head coaches in the league, bar none, per division.
Uh-huh.
The AFC South is Liam Cohen. You like that?
I'm trying to think.
I think it's D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, I mean, it's very close between the two. I think I'd rather go D'Amico since he's been coaching longer. So he gets that slight edge, but I think it's definitely up in the air. Liam Cohen can take it if he continues to make this team better.
I mean, I agree. I think Ryans has done a great job there.
Yeah, he definitely has. He turned that team around.
NFC South, Kellen Moore.
I mean, the Saints did look pretty good towards the end.
At the end.
Yeah.
But I think that we're underscoring all that Todd Bowles has done so far.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, this doesn't say best head coaches in each division this year. It's just better
yeah,
best
over
head
time.
Coaches right now.
Yeah. Because this was Moore's first year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's see what he can do next year. I think it could definitely, I mean, it's definitely up for grabs, I think.
I would put Canales over him, let alone Todd Bowles. But AFC West is Andy Reid. I'm so glad that it wasn't Sean Payton.
I hate that guy.
Me too. Me too. But I think we're in unison with Andy Reid there.
Yeah.
And then NFC West is Sean McVay.
I agree with that one.
I could have seen an argument for Shanahan. But I think, I mean, McVay's won Super Bowl. Shanahan has not. So.
Yeah.
And AFC North, there's only one head coach in that division right now. And it says not Zach Taylor. I thought that was hilarious.
I mean, that dude sucks. He's terrible.
I don't get why.
Why he has a job.
He's the only head coach there, so, in that division. Like, he's the one that should have been fired, in my opinion.
Imagine if the Bengals were to get, like, Harbaugh. That would have been insane.
Yeah. But this is why they're the Bengals.
Yeah. That team sucks. I mean, that ownership is so incompetent. And, I mean, it's insane.
For sure.
I don't get it.
Craziness.
Yep. This is why their quarterback wants to retire now.
You're not wrong. Awesome.
It's just stupid.
Thanks for indulging us with that, boys and girls.
Yeah. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think, and hit that notification bell. You'll be notified whenever we post on there pretty quick, I think. But yeah, thank you.